News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Kevin Humphries, the Labour senator and the party spokesperson on transport, is with us in studio. And Kevin, you have something of a solution to our congestion crisis. What is it?
Well, look, there's no real one silver bullet to solve the congestion crisis other than improved rolling stock on our Lewis and our Dart line, additional buses, you know, reducing cars. But the reality is we're not going to see an increase in rolling stock for 4 to 5 years. There's a lead time in from the time they're ordered to the time they're delivered. So what we have to do is, how do we sweat the asset we have in relation to our buses, our Lewis, our Darts across the country? And one of the suggestions that has been successful in other countries is looking at flexible starting time in a well-managed way to encourage people to travel outside and reward them for travelling outside rush hour periods. So that's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We've nearly, in this city, nearly over 200,000 people travelling into the city during that period. Over 107,000 of those are on public transport, which is to be welcomed. But unfortunately, it's a very uncomfortable situation for those passengers. I met one lady 2 weeks ago, actually fainted on the Dart line somewhere in around Blackrock and didn't hit the ground, unfortunately, at about two or three stations, because the crowd of the pressure in the Dart kept her upright. So it was only when people exit at Grand Canal Dock did the young lady fall down. So we have to look, how can we sweat the asset? And one of those times is a flexi start time.
Well, I hope that young lady, if she's listening, if she's in better situation now. A lot of people listening will say, we already have flexi time in work. There are companies that do flexi time already. So what's the change you're talking about? Like the government getting involved?
We do indeed. And it's the National Transportation Authority. And the National Transportation Authority is already some way involved. We've seen there about a month ago, they launched a plan there to try and encourage students to travel outside rush hour. What I'm saying to them is that we now to sit down with our major employers, public sector, private sector, and our secondary schools, and looking at a mechanism to actually relieve the pressure during rush hour. Now, that can be done by a reward scheme. Can be done for the passenger. So if passengers travels outside those peak times, they're rewarded in some manner. That's done in other countries.
Yeah.
Also to help industry in relation to do a managed plan in relation to transport, because the private sector wants to keep their employees, so they want to make sure their employees has a good experience travelling into the city centre.
You mentioned schools and different start times, and I know schools, there are some staggered kind of between maybe about 10 to 9 and maybe about 20 past, which isn't a huge window. And Brian, who actually describes his location as Colon, which sounds a bit uncomfortable, Brian, maybe that's a typo. He says, how can we start work earlier?
Colon, County Louth.
All right, okay. Well, we have the school run to do first.
Colon.
Yeah, and that's difficult. Where I would be looking at it in relation to that is possibly the secondary schools, and looking where you know, in secondary schools, you know, young adults can get to school and manage to get there by themselves, and if they're not competing in relation to rush hour traffic, it might be a safer experience and a better experience. And it's also shown that on outcomes for teenagers in education, a 10 o'clock start is actually better than an 8 o'clock start.
So as I said, they're already a bit flexible, more flexibility as opposed to 8:50 to 9:20, kind of maybe 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Exactly. And like walking over here to the studio this morning, I was looking at the Lewis and the buses, you know, we're practically empty before 7 a.m. So, you know, again, utilising that space. But you have to do it, it's a three-legged approach. You're going to have to do it in cooperation. There's a reward scheme, there's a job of work to be done by the NTA to make sure this will actually benefit the travelling public. And also we have to increase other modes of transport like cycling and walking.
53106. I'd love to hear your views on this, on the idea of starting much earlier, finishing later, whatever it happens to be, to avoid congestion, and that schools should be doing it much more so than they are now, possibly starting as early as 7 or as late as 10 a.m. in the morning. Labour Senator Kevin Humphries, thanks a million for speaking to us.